Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on the way. Behold, I am sending you names among wolves. Carry no money bag, nor sack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. For the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they will welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Luke. He is the author of the Gospel and also another book of the Apostles. Anyway, he never met Jesus. He is only a disciple of Paul. But eventually, he had a chance to meet, to be in Jerusalem and meet the other Apostles. From his book, we can see so much about the life of the early Christians. He's the one who bring the good news to the pagans. He's the one, through his writing, share his experience. Today also, as Christians, we are sent also to different areas of our life, just to lift up the spirit and tell the people what we believe. St. Luke followed Paul until the end of Paul's life. He's very faithful. Let's ask him to give her the spirit to follow the teaching of Jesus with strength, with hope. Let us ask St. Luke to give us also a healthy body, because he is a physician, also is a patron saint of the physicians. So St. Luke, please give us your strength, your insight, so that we may spread the good news in our family, in the place where we work, where we live.